WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. The Trigon on A&M's campus will be closed today due to a large delivery for Rutter Auditorium.
2,500 new seats will arrive Wednesday to replace the original 1970s seats in Rutter Auditorium. Assistant Director Neil Peltier says a small committee decided on a custom fabric after looking through over 100 samples.
They really start to look the same, and one of the things that we were challenged with was looking at a 10 by 10 square of fabric, trying to imagine that over the scope of 2,500 seats in the auditorium was a little bit daunting.
Peltier says new carpet and a fresh paint job are also in store for the auditorium, which will reopen in early February in time for the musical Guys and Dolls. One event that will still take place during the renovation is Governor Rick Perry's speech at commencement convocation on December 18th. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Tuesday night's Bryan City Council meeting included five divided votes.
There were four votes of 4-3. One led off the regular meeting with Art Hughes being chosen mayor pro tem. Mike Sutherland succeeded twice in changing staff recommendations. He pointed to a staff report and calling on giving more money to the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Hot funds have grown over 80% above budget for the year due to events and activities promoted by CVB. And I think in today's meeting at the BISD, that number was changed from 80% to 60%. So if they can grow our money by 60%, we ought to give it all to them.
Hughes joined Sutherland, Rafael Pena, and Al Sines in giving the CVB $96,000 above their request. Same group also blocked the creation of a separate account for the city's collection of oil and gas revenue. Hughes joined Jason Bayansky, Chuck Condla, and Greg Owens to rezone 36 acres across Traditions Drive from the entrance to the Traditions Golf Course for a development of housing, retail, offices, and a possible senior living community. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Before Thanksgiving was the scheduled completion of the new Rock Prairie Road Bridge over the freeway. TxDOT reports heavy rainfall before the holiday caused the delay. The project is supposed to be totally finished before Christmas. Again, weather permitting, concrete paving will take place this weekend, which TxDOT says can only be done on the weekends. That will be followed by the remainder of pavement striping. Also to be done is painting the bridge and its rails and the installation of lighting. The holidays means paying more attention to your pets and their surroundings. Leah White at Aggieland Humane Society says that includes keeping animals away from decorations.
Not only are they hazardous to the pet's health, you're going to have to clean up a mess. Hopefully not too much one in your house, but then possibly afterward if they ingested it. We're dealing with a lot of things. We don't want you to go to the emergency room with your pet, the pet emergency room that is.
And having a crate nearby is a great way for pets to help modify their behavior if they get too excited around decorations. Pet owners are also reminded to discourage family and guests from feeding table scraps to dogs. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 52 degrees. We'll have more news for you at the bottom of the hour or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998. or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
It's 8:09. Let's do some weather. Brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Well, cloudiness will continue to be an issue across the region as we head through today. Temperatures up to about 65 to near 70. Clouds overnight, 55. The clouds are back tomorrow. We're a little bit warmer, though. Highs near 70 tomorrow afternoon. Watch for a shower or two. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. The risk of a shower. Lows will be near 60. We'll have clouds on Friday. The chance for a shower. Temperatures near 70. And we'll continue to try to warm up through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:10. Our regular weekly co-host now, Marilyn Strott, is here this morning. She liked it so much a couple of weeks ago, she just came back. How are you today?
I'm fine, Scott. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was mighty good, mighty good. Before we visit with the mayor, what do you have for us this morning?
Want to remind folks about Holiday Magic tomorrow evening.
Oh.
Sue Haswell Park starts at 5:30, goes to 8:30. There's a free shuttle provided from Blinn College, so you can park over there and ride that free shuttle back and forth. And lots of good things there, hot chocolate, cookies, photos with Santa, and, of course, our famous snow hill for sledding.
There you are.
So it's a good time for the family, all free to the public, of course. One other thing. Scott, I got to tell you, my pies for Thanksgiving were not good.
No?
No.
Is it an old family recipe or what happened?
I don't know. My mom made great pies. It's the meringue I have a problem with.
Okay. I hear that's tough to do. Yeah.
But anyway.
You have a solution, though.
Well, I do. I don't know about meringue, but we have a culinary class on icings and fillings.
Oh, all right.
Which is just perfect for holiday cooking
and
for Christmas treats. That's Tuesday, December 9th from 6 to 8. Discover how to prepare the best icings and fillings to top off a perfect holiday dessert. So you can go to our Bryan Parks and Recreation Department, go to bryantx.gov, go to the Parks Department, and you can register online.
Oh, that's a pretty neat deal. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Those culinary classes are really good. I really want to send my husband, but I haven't been successful at that yet.
Well, that way, if it doesn't turn out right, you can blame somebody other than yourself. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, no, I'd just rather somebody else do it.
No, oh, that's it. That makes
There's
it easy
a winner
enough.
Right there.
There. Okay, that sounds good. Well, the mayor's here this morning, too, Jason Baieski. How are you doing, Jason?
Very tired, Scott. I was hoping Mary Lynn would just keep on talking about all the wonderful things going on in the city of Bride, but we are busy this month.
Y'all finished late, did you?
We finished late, but council days are always long days. We have to talk about that for the new year. But, we have long meetings always, and we were double duty yesterday with some additional meetings. And so, early morning, late night, but a lot of good things going on in the city of Bryan.
Got yourself a new mayor pro tem?
We do. Want to congratulate our new mayor pro tem, Art Hughes.
Mm-hmm. And what else happened last night that you'd like to share with us?
Well, there was a lot of things.
I know there were.
We can talk about many things. We're happy with our fire department. We've got some new fire truck and some refurbished ambulances that we're purchasing. And, I'm glad that we can spend those tax dollars wisely when we can refurbish some older ambulances. I think we're getting one from Caldwell, Texas.
But, oh, wow.
We can use some of our equipment and take two and make it into one nice newer one. So saves taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars. Those new ambulances, brand new, are probably about $800,000 to $1 million. I think we can do two for $350 or so. And the fire trucks typically cost about $1 million. And, with a growing community, we always need to keep looking at additional stations and additional apparatus and equipment.
Now, one of the things that y'all did last night is you blocked the creation of an oil and gas revenue fund. And we're talking about $1.5 million here. Kind of explain to us what that is and why you took the action.
Well, our city manager suggested that we set up a separate permanent oil and gas account fund for the revenues. That's the city of Bryan is fortunate. We do own a lot of land, whether it's business parks, golf courses, right-of-ways. We've got a lot of property. We have received some lease bonuses in the past for leasing out the property. There could be some royalties involved if they drill on those properties or pull them into those locations. And then all the other oil and gas operations around the city of Bryan, all those properties, the taxes that are paid on that, on the royalties, will come to the city of Bryan. So we wanted to stick that into a separate account. That way there's a false impression in that general fund. So if you stick those millions of dollars in the general funds and you decide to hire a whole bunch more police and firefighters or bring on additional staff, well, then in a couple of years, as Senator Ogden talked about recently, the oil and gas industry is kind of up and down, and right now the oil prices are down. If that craters or falls or dips, then you won't have those dollars in future budgets.
But on the other side of that, that's $1.4 million that could be used for improvements right now without having to go into the fund. What do you say there?
And if it's in that fund, Scott, it could be used for whatever a majority of the council wants to do with it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no harm in setting up a separate fund. I agreed with our city manager on his recommendation to set that up, basically to set it aside. I would have liked to seen those funds go into a project that would benefit all of the citizens of Bryan and not just one backyard of one single member district. So, because that's a special, it's a special opportunity. It's a fortunate opportunity there for us to receive those funds. But we just got to make sure that what we use those funds for, I mean, they could be used for infrastructure improvements. Nothing was ever off the table of what you could spend those funds for. Whatever the majority of the council wanted to utilize those funds for was fine. The city managers wanted to separate those two so you wouldn't have, knowing that they may not be there tomorrow or the next year,
Let's call it a rainy day fund. That's what they do in Austin.
That's what they do in Austin. Yes, sir. There's nothing wrong with the rainy day fund.
Let's talk about funding for CVB. Actually, council is looking at giving them more, considerably more, $100,000 almost more than they had asked for. I'd like to kind of get the thought process in that.
Well, that's a good question for Councilmember Mike Sutherland and Al Sons and Rafael Pena. They want to give an additional almost $100,000 more. We did give them CVB an increase. They do a great job for us. I'm very happy with the performance that they do for the City of Bryan and City of College Station. They're a wonderful entity, but we gave them an additional $53,000 this year. And so Councilmember Sutherland would like to give them an additional $100,000 on top of that. So I guess we're printing money in the basement of municipal building somewheres, and back to Washington politics here, where you print what you need and spend all the time. But those dollars could go into our parks. There's other things we can use those funds for. So I don't think anyone would want to turn down the funds.
Okay.
They're not requesting those additional funds. It's just...
Does this buy Bryan a better seat at the CVB table?
I don't know that that'll get us an extra seat at the table, no, sir.
Okay.
But I will tell you, if it looks like a majority of council is going to pursue that, I'm going to ask for an extra seat at the table. And for the listening audience, City of College Station, it's based on percentages of hot tax that you receive. Well, College Station receives, probably 10 times the hot tax that we receive in Bryan. They have more seats at the table, so they get more votes. They're more involved in the decision-making processes because they have more votes and more seats at the table than the City of Bryan. Bryan's catching up quickly. We've got a lot of new hotels that are opening up in the city limits, and so our numbers have gone up, and as have our contributions to the CVB. I guess an additional $53,000 in the last year. So, again, they do a wonderful job. This wasn't something that the CVB requested that I'm aware of, so I think they were probably thrown back by it also, but... it kind of was a curve thrown last night by those three council members that feel that they want to give an extra $100,000 to another organization. So, it was Christmas in Bryan last night.
Well, Mr. Sines will be here tomorrow. We'll have an opportunity to hear his thoughts. There's a letter in the editor. I'm going to read a little bit of it to you last week. An item in the November 18th Bryan Council agenda raised questions about how the city cooperates with developers in the ways that might not be in the best fiduciary interests of the residents of Bryan. The deal in question is more than 35 acres acquired by Traditions Acquisition Partnership from the city to resell to build residential housing in a senior residential community. Property in question sold by the city through Bryan Commerce Development for $1.6 million. Basically, that's a dollar a square foot. The deal is curious to the writer of the letter, saying similar property in that area may be worth up to $9 per square foot. And they're saying that, in fact, when that land is sold, Traditions Acquisition will make a profit off of that. So was it a sweetheart deal?
Well, the author of that letter, again, it's an opinion letter.
Mm-hmm.
Was he a real estate appraiser?
Yeah, that I don't know. I do not know.
I don't believe he's a real estate appraiser. We did have very respected real estate firm, appraisal firm here in Bryan College Station that did determine the value that wasn't pulled out of the hat. The 36 acres in question has large ravines, sewer easement, and is largely undeveloped. So it appraised for $1.625 million. So that number wasn't pulled out of a hat. It was given to us by a local appraiser here. It's basically $1.04 a foot, and it took those factors into consideration. I think he mentioned in that letter that everything else around there is selling for $9 a foot. Well, I'm looking for those $9 a foot tracks. I'm in the real estate business. That gentleman's not. You know, so it's an opinion. It's his opinion. But again, we're going off of appraisal, Scott. You know, when we come up with these numbers, we don't fish them out of the air. We have certified real estate appraisers who are the experts, not someone that's just got an opinion that's connected to a certain campaign that just recently ended. So, I mean, this is just political rhetoric here and nothing to substantiate their concerns or their facts. But the facts are a respected appraisal firm did appraise it for $1.625 million. In an appraisal is what the value of the property is. You're in the real estate business, Scott. You know how that is, and that's what we sold it for. Sure. Again, but you have to understand, it wasn't mentioned about the large ravines and the sewer easements and all the other issues with the property. That has, if it's, you know, you'll hear from a council member, well, if it's in the bio corridor, it's $9 a foot, it's gold. Well, if it's all in the floodplain, well, then it's not $9 a foot.
Sure.
You know, there's always factors in all properties, conditions of properties, locations. And so all those were taken into consideration by the appraiser, not by me, not by the city council or the buyers or sellers.
Happened to be at the meeting when the presentation was made for Atlas, the Atlas development, that has to do with getting a boutique hotel out near the Health Science Center, which is going to be a great thing if that can happen. Obviously, being able to have a boutique hotel in Bryan would be good. Since that time, the project on in College Station called Century Square is going to, in fact, have two high-quality hotels, boutique hotels in there. Does that in some way make it tougher to get this deal closed in Bryan to have a boutique hotel there when you're going to have at least 280 four-star rooms in College Station that we don't have right now?
Well, Scott, I'm not well-versed on what's going on in College Station with any competition or other type projects. I'll leave that up to the folks that are doing the boutique hotel, and they've got their business plan, they've got their lenders and their investors involved to make that decision. I'm concerned about what goes on in the city of Bryan and that we're potentially going to have potentially two four-star. We've got one that LaSalle is very close to being considered a four-star hotel with what they're doing and the improvements they're making there. This could be our next four-star hotel in Bryan, so we're very excited about that opportunity. We wish them well. It is in the bio corridor. It is next to the Health Science Center, just a few miles down from Easterwood Airport, and just a few minutes from campus. So it definitely has a lot of pluses with everything going on in that area and all the development. We knew that there would be other hotels, that this wouldn't be the last hotel that would pop up, and we're going to leave it up to their due diligence, and they'll look into that. And if they think that's going to have a big negative effect on their performance, then they'll make another decision.
Sure. You're going to be out of town next week.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, going to be part of the official party as you go over to Bastogne, and that ought to be a great situation. Really should.
Well, looking forward to it. I'm refreshing up on my French as we
are you
speak.
Now?
Oui, but
I think Ben, I think, has been pretty diligently studying his French. So,
well,
just
I'm going to let Ben speak for us. And luckily, they have technology now where your iPhones will speak for you, and you're in great shape. So, I hope I type in the right thing. And when I'm talking to GSK and some of these other businesses, because we're going to sneak in a whole bunch of other economic development opportunities there to try to bring some more businesses to Bryan College Station in addition to the Texas Aggies go to war. But, so we're excited about our partnership and relationship with Bastogne. We've had the mayor and his delegation down multiple times here to Bryan College Station. We've got many new businesses in the bio corridor and in downtown Bryan that are looking at those areas. The economy is doing well here in the United States and in Texas and in Bryan College Station. More so than in Europe, and so we're hoping that from the Wallonia area, from Brussels and Bastogne and all points in between that some of these companies will consider here. And then our relationship with Texas A&M University, with the Texas Aggies Go to War event, and in a couple of years bring that back to Bryan-College Station as a permanent exhibit for our citizens here to enjoy. It'll be a tourist attraction to go with, you know, the Messina Hoffs and the George Bush Library and everything on campus. So very excited about it, and we'll represent our community well.
All right. Enjoy the trip. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you too. That's Jason Bianski, the mayor of Bryan. Visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
The joys of Christmas. Although all children and most adults regard Santa Claus as one of the joys of Christmas, there are dissenters, and one judge ruled against those non-believers. That story in a moment.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Soon after Santa Claus appeared on the American scene, brought by early Dutch settlers, he became widely popular. Originally called St. Nicholas, the name Santa Claus was an Americanized version. There were some, through the years, who disagreed about Santa Claus. So in December 1936, Judge M.A. Musmano of the Allegheny County Criminal Court in Pennsylvania ruled all doubters of Santa Claus in contempt of court. He ruled, Santa Claus is not a figment of the imagination. He is actuality. Santa Claus is the symbol of kindness. He is the token of smiling charity. He is the badge of all that is cheerfully benevolent in the makeup of man. A legal expression of one of the joys of Christmas.
You can help keep a Brazos Valley child warm this winter by donating a new or gently used coat to Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive, going on now. Coats in sizes for kids aged 5 through 10 can be dropped off at Chad Jones Law Firm, 1009 North Earl Rudder Freeway across the highway from Sam Rayburn, during regular business hours. For additional information, please find Chad Jones Law on Facebook or call 595-5000. Give the children of the Brazos Valley a gift they really need this Christmas. Every coat makes a difference, and yours is much appreciated. Be a part of Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive.
Where the jobs are. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. The latest employment data released from ADP revealed that 208,000 private jobs were created last month. That was below expectations of around 222,000. Small businesses accounted for around half of the new hires. Abercrombie & Fitch has slashed its outlook for the year following a disappointing third quarter. Not only did the numbers fall short of expectations in the period ending November 1st, but the holiday shopping season is also off to a poor start. Shares of Abercrombie & Fitch are falling in pre-market trading. And some bad news for broadcast and cable television providers. Viewership of traditional TV dropped nearly 4% in the last quarter, according to Nielsen. It still works out to 4 hours per day per person, but many of us are opting instead for streaming programs on the web. Those numbers are up from 7 to around 11 hours a month on average. NASDAQ futures holding to a one-point gain. S&P 500 futures are down a fraction. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-0157. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate Free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-0157. That's 1-800-852-0157. Call 1-800-852-0157.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900. Of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
Aggie basketball will be on the court at Reed Arena tonight beginning at 7 o'clock. We'll broadcast that game over this radio station starting at 6:30. The Aggies will take on Sam Houston State. Texas A&M played Sam last year and gave him their first loss of the season. Aggies played him as a part of the Corpus Christi Challenge. It was a game played at Reed. It was on the 24th of November, with the Aggies winning it by a final score of 79-62. In that game for Texas A&M, a couple of guys in double figures. Antoine Space had 12, and Devontae Fitzgerald chipped in with 10 in that game. This is a series that dates back all the way to the 1912-13 season, when the Aggies beat Sam 72-9. Since then, A&M has won 67, and Sam has won 17. However, Sam has not won a game in the series dating back to 1956, when they won it by a final score of 59-58, and it was played over in Huntsville. So the Aggies take on Sam tonight at Reed, and again, 7 o'clock tip time, our broadcast at 6:30 on this station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is a presentation of Texas A&M Sports Network, a property of Learfield Sports.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
It was a rite of passage, learning cursive handwriting, but does it have a place in today's tech world? I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up. If you're a regular listener, you've heard me talk about SimpliSafe. Awesome security. A fantastic way to protect your home. But if you're on the fence, here's what I recommend. Read the reviews. Simply go to Amazon.com. You'll see, overwhelmingly, people love SimpliSafe. The system's completely wireless and easy to install. You don't have to drill holes or run wires. Your home stays intact. And with SimpliSafe, there are no contracts, no fine print to lock you in and keep you paying. You can start, stop, and restart service anytime, free of charge. Best part, you get professional monitoring for $15 a month. Just $15. It's unbeatable. Half the cost of most alarm companies. It's so remarkably effective, an actual police force uses it to catch criminals. Keep your family safe with the home security I count on. That's SimpliSafe. Save 10% when you go to SimpliSafeKim.com right now. That's SimpliSafeKim.com. I can still remember sitting in Sister Estelle's second grade class and practicing handwriting cursive upper and lowercase letters. Today's students may never have to wonder like I did, why does the uppercase cursive letter Q look like the number 2? There's a growing movement that cursive writing is no longer needed in today's digital world. Students really need to be taught typing and texting. After all, a more productive worker is a faster typer and texter. I think my son already broke the speed record in texting without any formal classes. Anyway, in Finland, they removed cursive writing altogether in schools. Cursive writing proponents say it develops motor skills, reinforces learning, it's an art, and keeps students in touch with our past. I just wonder what will happen when someone has to leave a note and there's no screen around, just pen and paper. Well, keep up on all the breaking tech news happening all the time 24/7 at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
WTAW News Time. It's 26 minutes for the top of the hour, 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. Texas A&M's Rudder Auditorium is getting a big delivery today.
Three tractor trailers will close down the Trigon on A&M's campus Wednesday to deliver 2,500 new seats to Rudder Auditorium. Assistant Director of Rudder Theater Complex, Neil Peltier, says the current seats and carpet are the originals from the early 70s.
Remarkably, it had held up well, but it was just getting to the point where it was starting to fade, and we decided to freshen the new look, so we went out. We had a custom fabric made for the chairs. We have all brand new carpeting going in.
Peltier says a small committee looked through over 100 fabric samples.
Eventually, we found a pattern that we liked, but it wasn't in the color that we wanted. So we worked with Momentum Fabrics to create something that is truly one of a kind that you won't find anywhere else on campus or anywhere else in the world, probably.
The auditorium is closed and set to reopen in early February. Peltier says the one event that was not relocated during the renovation time is the commencement convocation on December 18th, at which Governor Rick Perry will be the speaker. For more information on the project, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A handful of items at Tuesday night's Bryan City Council meeting received extensive debate, followed by split votes.
Among the 4-3 votes was changing the zoning of 36 acres of land in the Traditions that will create a development of housing, retail, and business offices. Opponents included Mike Sutherland, who said rezoning was in conflict with an economic development agreement where the city sold the land at a discount with the understanding it was supposed to be only for a retirement community.
That's why the price was discounted from $5.4 million to $1.6 million. And we're discounting the price to get that senior center there. If we didn't have the 3-8 agreement, we'd be making these zoning changes.
Then Sutherland moved to deny the rezoning because he thought the plan was not compatible with biomanufacturing plants. That drew a challenge from Mayor Jason Bayinski.
And the problem is that this is not a biomedical-related activity.
So you don't want any restaurants, hotels, or anything else out there other than biomedical
I'm talking about
businesses?
I'm talking about this right here, no.
I'm
not talking about anything else. You asked me for a reason, that's my reason.
Sutherland was successful in two other motions that passed 4-3. One gives the Convention and Visitors Bureau $96,000 more than they asked. The other blocks diverting oil and gas revenue into its own account, where it would take a council supermajority to spend the principal. The other 4-3 vote was choosing Art Hughes, Mayor Pro Tem, Rafael Pena, and nominated Al Sines. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A former elementary school janitor in Bryan has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for molesting three female students. Juan Ledesma pleaded guilty this week to three counts of indecency with a child by sexual contact. He faced up to 20 years in prison on each count. Teachers at Neal Elementary notified authorities in 2013 after several girls reported the abuse. The new Rock Prairie Road bridge over the freeway was supposed to be open before Thanksgiving. TxDOT says heavy rain before the holiday pushed the schedule into this month. Weather permitting, the remaining concrete will be poured this weekend and pavement striping will be completed next Monday and Tuesday. The rest of the work is scheduled to be finished before Christmas, which includes installation of lighting and painting the bridge and rails. If a new dog is part of your holiday plans, give some consideration to its name. Leah White of Aggieland Humane Society won't consider names that rhyme with a regularly used command.
Me personally, I will not name a dog like Turbo, stuff like that, because that O sound and then Turbo, no, they
very
don't
good.
Need
good
hear
point.
The difference. So then they're like, am I supposed to be doing this or am I supposed to not be doing it?
Another no-no for dogs means watching out for family and friends offering table scraps.
Oh, you know, Aunt whatever just gave Fido a little bit of this. And well, yeah, then so did Grandpa and so did Grandma and cousin so-ever. And next thing you know, your dog is not doing so hot because he ate a little bit from everybody.
White says to have animal crates nearby when dogs and cats get wound up around trees and other seasonal decorations. When we're in the home stretch for Bryan Broadcasting's annual Christmas Angels campaign.
I know the younger ones tend to go first because it's very fun to go out and buy, you know, the baby clothes and the baby toys. But we still have a one-month-old boy. I saw that earlier before I popped in here. And what that was diapers. They wanted diapers for a one-month-old.
Candy 95's Katie Dempsey was on WTAW's The Infomaniacs to report wish lists remain for 120 children from around the Brazos Valley.
We have 8-year-old girls who want things like, you know, makeup, Some want bikes. A lot of kids need shoes. And that is the easiest gift to get, is clothes and jackets for winter. And there are so many kids that that is all they want.
Angels can be adopted at both Blue Baker restaurants in College Station and by going online to mychristmasangels.com. WTAW News Time, 8:39. It's 52 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon today with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggie fans, Slavacek sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slavacek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slavacek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slavacek sausage, proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5500.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Do you often feel anxious, experience sleepless nights, or wake with your mind racing? Are you overwhelmed by school or work? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you are struggling with anxiety, call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
8:41, let's do some weather, brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Your Lennox dealer for Bryan College Station. Keep your home comfortable all year round with Lennox equipment from Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Well, cloudiness will continue to be an issue across the region as we head through today. Temperatures up to about 65 to near 70. Clouds overnight, 55. The clouds are back tomorrow. We're a little bit warmer, though. Highs near 70 tomorrow afternoon. Watch for a shower or two. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. The risk of a shower. Lows will be near 60. We'll have clouds on Friday, the chance for a shower, temperatures near 70, and we'll continue to try to warm up through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:42. Actually got foggier.
Yes, it did, as it started to warm up.
Yeah, that's a little bit odd because the fog really hadn't developed when we got here. But
that was just misty in the drive-in.
There. Yeah, just out there a little bit. So this is kind of fun. Internal investigations say that a contractor picked by the National Science Foundation to run a national ecological monitoring study, oh my goodness, have been wrongfully spending millions in government funds.
Oh, you said millions with an M?
I know.
Come on.
Charging that taxpayer dollars may have been wasted on items like a $25,000 Christmas party.
How much?
$25,000.
We need to call Mr. Downs.
Things are expensive there. Yeah, really. Booze for company executives and nearly $1,000 a month for coffee service. Coffee service. The National Science Foundation is out of touch and out of control, says Lamar Smith. He's a Republican from Texas who will chair the hearing of the House Science Committee. Federal agencies must be held accountable.
Amen.
Maybe he meant federal agencies should not get caught.
Amen.
Because I'm guessing it's not the only one. So, yeah, we got $25,000 for the Christmas party, $11,000 for coffee services for employees for a year, $3,000 for board of director dinners, which included alcohol, $3,000 for T-shirts, $83,000 for business development. What does that mean? What does business development mean? That could be anything.
Yep.
That could be anything.
That's boondoggle trips to go to wherever, blah, 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 to talk to somebody.
Yeah. Doctor who made a joke about a bomb in his luggage, partly forced an evacuation. of Miami International Airport and earned a nearly $90,000 fine. Manuel Alvarado paid $90,000 for his monetary lapse of reason, which prompted costly evacuations and delays, and brought out the police bomb squad. Here's how it went down.
His monetary lapse of reason?
Yeah. Just before boarding the flight to Bogota in October, a security officer asked the doctor routine questions. The Venezuelan doctor responded he was carrying C4 explosives, though he corrected himself and said he was just joking. It was too late. Don't make jokes about that. They don't think that's funny.
Stupid.
Yeah, they don't think that's funny. So just letting you know. If you're vertically challenged, a new study from the University of Hawaii finds that shorter men are proven to live longer. The study of more than 8,000 U.S. American men found that taller men had increased chances of cancers and risk of having elevated blood insulin levels. The study also showed that the longevity gene called FOXO3, have we heard of that, FOXO3?
Mm-mm.
Maybe it's FOXO3, but I was going to call it FOXO3, leads to a smaller body size during early development and a longer lifespan, and are more prominent in shorter men whose height range from 5'2 and below. Oh, that's really short. That's way down
wow.
there short. Yeah.
Whoa, Scott.
Yeah,
easy.
One of those. Yeah, the they're tall, people too.
Being the tallest midget?
Exactly. Yeah. Bring out our Randy Newman.
I was looking for it.
Yeah. A house seller in Holland came up with an ingenious way of attracting more viewers by installing a roller coaster to take them around the property. The house has been for sale for more than 6 months and failed to attract anybody prepared to meet the price tag of $780,000. So the owners decided they needed to come up with something special to create some interest in their home. A roller coaster was installed to show people around the house and the grounds. There's a video out that shows people whizzing through the living room, kitchen, and bedrooms, and around the outside of the property.
Does it convey?
I have no idea. You could go take the tour if you wanted to.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Downs will be in that neighborhood.
Must be this tall to ride.
Yeah. He'll be in the neighborhood. You might ask him about that next week, so we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. What does chandelier video mean? What is that chandelier music video?
Oh. It's a song that's played on our sister station,
yeah.
But the music video's got a young girl dancing.
Oh, okay.
Very young. From a show called Dance Moms, okay.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, those are
we're talking about
kids,
like toddlers and tiara
yeah,
level
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, exactly. Well, apparently one guy has just recreated the dance after losing a fantasy football bet.
Oh!
Chuck Jose, a digital operations specialist for PlayStation, posted the clip to YouTube this week explaining, quote, "Never lose a fantasy football bet, or else you will create a shot-for-shot homemade version of the video of Chandelier."
Ouch.
She's a really talented dancer, but she was also wearing a nude bodysuit, so
oh.
I don't know that I want to see this
never mind about that.
Video.
Again, why are you betting on fantasy football? Can I understand that? I mean, aren't you already putting some money up to try to win the league? Isn't that the way that works?
I call it Dungeons and Dragons football, and I got goaded into playing this year. I paid my $10, and I set my team, and I haven't touched it since. And I'm 2-11 or something like
Do
that.
Do not go watch the video.
Okay. All right.
Right,
thank
Do
you.
Not.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling Toyotathon, our biggest event of the year. This is Jan.
Oh, hi, Jan. We're looking for a new Toyota.
Perfect timing. You can get amazing deals at Toyotathon.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, let me ask you, if we're looking... Kevin. Kevin, honey, I'm on the phone with Jan from Toyotathon.
No way! You're getting me a new Toyota? Yes! Is it the new Camry?
Well, we do have great deals on the bold new Camry.
Yes! I'm getting a Camry!
Honey? Kevin just got his license. On top of that, we were talking about a Prius and a Tundra.
You can get big savings on a fuel-efficient Prius or a tough, rugged Tundra.
Please say the Prius is for me and not Kevin.
Have you thought about a stylish and dependable Corolla?
Can we get a deal?
You bet.
Toyotathon is on. Lease a new 2015 Camry LE for just $199 a month for 24 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffice.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 1/5/15.
Bring Messina Hoff home for the holidays. Come visit us at the winery, and we can help you select your holiday wine and gifts. This year, make it Messina Hoff.
Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Fans, another action-packed season of Texas A&M men's basketball is here. Be sure you're a part of the excitement at Reed Arena as an affordable family entertainment option. Three-point packs are now on sale and start as low as $30 with multiple seating options. Join us this season as the Aggies welcome some of the nation's best teams. There's a challenging home slate, and we need the full support of the 12th man to stand with us at Reed Arena. See you this year for some Aggie basketball.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this holiday season, I have found the cutest little project. Started by two local girls, Maggie and Harper, called Books in a Blanket. They were looking for a way to give back to the community. It started as a family project, and it has grown to epic proportions. So they're in the studio with me today to tell us a little more. So Harper, how did this idea get started?
We wanted to do a family project, and I knew that a lot of kids at my school didn't have enough books, and Maggie knew that kids who didn't have enough books probably didn't have enough warmth either, so we decided to give them books in a blanket, and that's how we got started.
And how did this all come together? I mean, you put all these books and these blankets in crates. Where did that come from, Maggie?
The crates were actually my mom's idea, but we had so many this year that we're going down to a smaller crate, but we're still doing the crate.
So it ends up being like a little mobile library.
Yes.
The first year y'all started, how many were you able to put together?
119.
And each year it grows. So what was your number last year? The number to beat?
Last year we gave out around 300.
So now y'all are pros. We're moving into the third year. And what is the goal?
988.
Close to 1,000. And each of these crates contains, what is it, 15 books?
Yes.
Jeez, that's a ton of books.
Whenever it was our first year, we gave out the baskets to the kids. Some of the kids tried to take one book, and they were really excited when they got to get the whole basket. Oh.
So they didn't know the whole thing was for them?
No, they thought they were just lucky to get one book.
So how do y'all go about raising money for this?
We have booths set out at First Fridays, and we have lemonade stands, and we give speeches to groups in town.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, what was the last group you spoke to?
Aggie Bells.
Okay, so you'll obviously take monetary donations, but what about books? Do you take books?
Yes.
So if someone has a ton of books at home and they want to help y'all out, what grades are you looking for? Is it pre-K through fourth?
Yes, but
basically are obviously the grade level you're trying to help, and then a grade above and a grade below, is that right?
Yes. We take used books. Okay. We take any kind of books because we sell the ones we can't use.
Oh, so then you just turn around and use that money to buy more age-appropriate books. So what about the blankets? Where do those come from?
We make fleece knotted blankets, and there's also a couple who makes us quilts to give to the kids.
So if anyone listening has maybe a library they want to donate, or they've picked up a few blankets, they've got a few extra laying around the house, where can they bring these? Where are your drop-off locations?
KBTX, Lock and Roll, Grand Central, and St. Thomas Episcopal.
Y'all mentioned you also have the booth at First Friday, so that's a good place to find you. But where can they go online?
They can go to booksinablanket.com.
Thank you guys so much for coming in. That's Maggie and Harper, two local kids, starting an amazing project that stays right here in town. Booksinablanket.com, that's where you can go for more information. You can also go to BrazosLife.com. And I'm happy to announce Brian Broadcasting is now a drop-off location. So any of these items you'd like to bring, we will gladly take them and pass them along. They will be handing out these baskets in January. Plenty of time to get your stuff together. I'm Katie Dumsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor.
Connor. This Christmas, WTAW and Blue Baker have teamed up again to ask you to add a child you've never met before to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. Choose a Christmas angel from the trees set up inside both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominic Drive and 800 University Drive across from the Hilton, both in College Station. Then, shop for your angel. Drop off the wrapped gifts at the tree, and we'll do the rest. The deadline to drop off angel gifts is December the 10th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
About 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. All right, here we go. The 9 most popular Christmas songs on Billboard. Number 9, Christmas Eve, Sarajevo. That's the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, White Christmas.
Bing?
Yeah. They're going, I don't know, it's some old guy singing. I don't know who it is. Number 7, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Andy Williams. Number 6, Feliz Navidad. Where's Patrick? Jose Feliciano. Number 5, Holly Jolly Christmas, Burl Ives. Number 4, The Chestnuts Roasting on Open Fire song, Christmas song, Nat King Cole. Number 3, Jingle Bell Rock, Bobby Helms. Why is that still there? Why is that still there? That was a horrible song when it came out in 1957.
Because it's a classic.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee, 58, from 1958 is number 2. Number 1, All I Want for Christmas is You, Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
Okay. That's fine, I guess. Better than Ozzy Osbourne. He's probably got a Christmas song.
I don't know. I think I'd have heard that one, and I haven't heard that one.
Now that Thanksgiving is over, your fridge is stuffed with, well, stuffing or turkey or mashed taters or any of that other kind of stuff. Caller.
What about Blue Christmas by Porky Pig?
You know, it's not there, but that's my favorite. Thank you, sir. We'll be playing that. Don't worry.
Blue Christmas?
Don't try. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to infringe upon your favorite song.
That's a Christmas classic, I'm just saying.
I've overstepped my bounds on Porky
really?
Pig.
Really? Thanksgiving's certainly not the only time Americans waste food, though. In fact, the amount of food that we toss annually is becoming a pretty big problem, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. We'll just take it to New York. The cockroaches will take
care
of it,
right?
So, which foods do we throw out most often? Here are your top 5. Meat. Number 4 is fresh vegetables.
Not at my house.
Yeah, number 3 is fresh fruit. Number 2 is added sugar and sweeteners. And number 1, fish and seafood.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, you can't.
That's
you
really, not a reheater.
You just, that does not work well. Very seldom.
Not
just
a reheater.
Yeah, so there you are.
When it comes to football, it's all about teamwork. Run by a team in Navasota and let our team work for you. Hustle in to get $8,000 off MSRP on 2014 Dodge 1500 Crew Cab.
Nice price.
Or you can score big with $9,000 off the 2500 Dodge Longhorn.
Nice price.
Tackle huge savings with $6,000 off the Dodge Charger RT.
Nice price.
Win big this football season with a new vehicle from Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
Lee's Carpet resists spills and stains so well, we are having a spillabration.
Enjoy 50% off with 18 months special financing on selected styles of Lee's Carpet. Plus, you can save up to 30% on selected hardwood, laminate, and tile floors, too. Ron, tell me, why should we come in now and save on Lee's Carpet?
Lee's has the newest styles and colors and the best warranties of any carpet. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet 1 on Highway 6 next to Harley-Davidson.
Lynn College invites you to deck the halls this holiday season with the Bald Knobbers, a Branson favorite for more than 55 years. Along with country music and side-splitting comedy that has made them famous for decades, they will also be performing their traditional Christmas show that will bring Yuletide fun to the entire family. Showtime is 3 p.m. Sunday, December 14th at the Brenham High School Auditorium. Tickets are as low as $20 and can be purchased online at blinn.edu/foundation or by calling 979-830-4495.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Boy, on this date in history, in 1818, Illinois became a state, the 21st. 1965, Keith Richard electrocuted and knocked unconscious during a Rolling Stone concert in Sacramento, 1965. Maybe that's why he's lived so long.
Bad ground.
I don't remember exactly what happened, but maybe...
I'm sure drugs were involved.
Yeah. Alka-Seltzer appeared on store shelves for the first time in 1931.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
The planet Uranus was discovered by John Flamsteed. God, why didn't we call it Flamsteed?
Flamsteed.
That would have been a great name, wouldn't it? 1984, Bhopal happened. Remember that? I mean, 4,000 people died right away and another 6,000 later. And in 2006, New Zealand wet down their highways so that they could release the spirits of people who had been killed in traffic accidents there.
Oh, okay.
Right. 9 o'clock, WTAW College Station. Brian.
Fox News Radio.